At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yeah. Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This is your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
But before we get today's show going, you know we got to say what's up to Frank and Heidi in L.A. What's up, y'all?
Hey.
What's up,
Frank? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. All right, let's get down to it. Later on, what actress picked up some twigs and berries for her new role? Also, our friend Andrew Freund sits down with Tiffany Haddish to talk about her new movie, The Oath. But first, Frank, what you got going on out there?
Well, Heidi, you're going to love this. Your girl, Julia Roberts, she's gracing the cover of Harper's Bazaar magazine. Yeah. She's all pretty in pink, and she revealed how she celebrated her 50th birthday. Yes, she sat down with Oprah Winfrey for the interview.
What, two of my all-time...
That's like your happy place.
Oh.
You just like to be the coffee table between them. On your hands and knees, and they're just drinking tea off your back.
I would do that.
Oh, God.
At this point, I would love that. Yeah, the Oscar winner was interviewed by Oprah Winfrey, and she told Oprah how her husband, Danny Motor, made her cry on her birthday.
Aww.
Yeah, Julia told Lady O, before my birthday last year, Danny goes, what should we do for your 50th? And I said, how about this? We have 5 days away with zero contact with the outside world. So when the two finally went away, she felt a little guilty about celebrating her birthday without the kids. But then Danny surprised her again. She says, we went into a surf shop, and I go to the bathroom in the back of the store, and I come out, and Danny's standing there holding a surfboard and goes, what do you think of this one? And I said, well, what is that for? And he moves it, and all three kids are standing behind it.
Oh,
he tricked her!
And
then she cried, and they surfed the tears in.
This is sweet, unless she wasn't really feeling that guilty. And I was like, no, babe, I legit wanted 5 days away.
Yeah, she asked for five days without the kids or any contact. She's like, okay, I kind of feel guilty for asking for that, but I'm still loving this.
Right, exactly.
And there's your kids.
Oh, I love that.
And you got to do something big for your 50th. I mean, look at Will Smith. I mean, he did the whole jumping into the Grand Canyon, the bungee jumping.
Mm-hmm.
So the 50th is a big deal. So do you guys have something planned for your 50th?
Portia, you're almost 50. Ooh, have you guys been here?
I was just about to say, I mean, it seems so far away, but goodness. I don't know.
I think Frank's probably the closest to that of all of us.
Yeah,
right?
my 50th's in a couple years, and so I have been thinking about it. And
what you gonna do?
I want to take my wife cage-free shark diving while she has a T-bone steak strapped around her neck. And that will be the best birthday ever.
You also want it to be on that special time of the month.
Yeah. She always has been one of his best chums.
I married my chum.
Gary,
can you remember 30 years ago? It's your 50th birthday.
You know, of course, I'm trying to recollect that night in my memory, but I just can't
remember.
I can't remember.
It was so long ago.
It was so long ago, honey.
So long ago.
You said Jesus passed the bread.
Well, I'm curious to see what y'all gonna think about this one. So Amber Rose is being called one of the coolest moms ever. Now, she just revealed that she allows her 5-year-old son Sebastian to curse.
You mean like he says it by mistake and she just doesn't spank him? Or she's like, yeah, go ahead and cuss me out.
He goes all in with a few omissions. Now, here's the deal. Amber allows Sebastian to drop all the bad words as long as he doesn't use the N-word, which he picked up from his dad, Wiz Khalifa.
Okay.
Oh, well, hell, he used it then. If he picked it up from his dad, then he used it regardless if he with her or not.
He probably does use it.
You're telling me he could, her son could sit at the dinner table and say, Mommy, where are my tater tots.
Yeah.
And that's fine?
Oh, yeah.
I'd have been paced on the floor.
We all would have been dead, Heidi.
So Amber said, I let my son curse in the house because it's a form of expression. I tell him when it's appropriate and not to say it in school. Kids like to curse. I tell him I'd rather you say f***.
That's white Amber talking, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's her other side. Right. I mean, with my mom, like, I don't know about y'all. Like, with my mom, like, if she starts cursing a lot around me, then I may drop a damn, you know? That's, like, my curse word for
her. That's it.
You know, I can't go too far, though.
I've never felt comfortable cursing around my parents, even as an adult.
No.
Right? Neither do I. I cannot do it.
Well, my mama let me slip from time to time since I'm grown, and she knows about my music and how I talk sometimes.
If I saw your mom beating you right now at this age, I'd be so disappointed.
Well, Oprah Winfrey is really just like us.
Ew.
She recently revealed how a recent health scare had her not rushing to the doctor first to find out what was wrong. Instead, she rushed to her computer to Google the symptoms.
I knew she was my mama.
Okay. Now, Oprah did eventually find out that the illness wasn't life-threatening, but she did say this about the experience. None of the results were good. For the next 4 hours, I thought the worst. I was prepared for the doctor to say, I'm so sorry, Miss Winfrey, you have erectile lungitis. What she actually said was, I think your salivary glands are blocked. I couldn't believe it. I'd worked myself up to a blood pressure reading of 150 over 80, thinking about how I was going to rearrange my life to deal with whatever this was. Have you guys ever Googled and saw something that just wanted to make you die right there?
Yes, me too. I am a low-key hypochondriac.
Me too.
Nobody really knows because my doctor is Google. You know what I'm saying? And I will go in there and find out, and I will, like, completely monitor myself for the next couple days and see, am I about to die? You know what I'm saying? Like, Google has all the answers.
It does, but it will tell you the worst thing.
But it's ridiculous, though, with Oprah being friends with Dr. Oz. She should have just called him. Dr. Oz, honey, I have high blood pressure. My nerves bad. What do I do? I mean, that's ridiculous.
That's true. There's no excuse for that.
She gave him a damn job, so you know he can help out.
I probably should be dead amongst us all for the things that I've done in my life. But I think ignorance is health. I mean, I think if you don't know, it can't kill you. So, I mean, I might have something going on, and I'm like, it's nothing.
No, you guys.
I'm not going to manifest it into something. Heidi finds everything, these horrible things inside of her. I'm like, I probably got horrible things inside me. I don't give them any credit.
But I have had tumors removed. Something was wrong. And then Frank goes to get a massage the other day, and the massage therapist is like, this is really, there's something that very concerning on your back. I would have it checked out, this weird mold. And Frank, and I go, well, are you going to go to the doctor? He says, nah.
I'm like, no, this is somewhere to hang a towel.
Well, the power of love is an amazing thing, but what happens when somebody goes to extreme lengths to prove their love? The video you're about to see really does give Till Death Do Us Part a whole new meaning. Take a look.
Oh, no. Hell no. Hell no. I would tell his ass no and go kill yourself.
Wreck that bike for real, because the answer is no.
It would have been that day they were cleaning streets, and the streetskeeper came by and just runs over.
Okay.
That would have
been cute.
I would tell his ass no so fast. ass. And that would make him think, I don't want to marry him at all. And then a couple weeks later, I'd be like, just kidding.
Yeah, but when you love somebody, you go through the highest of high. And I mean, that was an original. Nobody had ever done that before.
Yeah. So put somebody in the lowest place possible and then raise their spirits by doing
that
something
nice. That is awful. I would do it. You don't care about their feelings. You don't care about them hurting and being
I know, but that's funny.
Frank, if it's not broken, don't fix it. All you gotta do is get your ass down on one knee and ask for the hand in marriage. That's it. The girls don't really want that much.
Janice McKinley didn't go fancy. He just said, listen, let's go do it.
He just called a helicopter ride, though.
He didn't play like the helicopter was gonna fall out the sky.
Oh,
yeah, right. And we were about to die.
Babe,
Sometimes the best man for a job is a woman. Find out how far this actress took it to portray a man after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all.
Welcome. Woo. Well, y'all, do y'all remember that show from the 90s, The Nanny?
Love that.
Yes, well, the star Fran Drescher wants to do a reboot, and guess who she wants to play her daughter? Who can y'all think of? Fran's daughter.
Khloe Kardashian?
Selena Gomez.
Kim Kardashian.
Doja Cat.
Okay, daughter. Okay, that's enough guessing. She wants Cardi B. I can totally see it. She wants Cardi B to do the reboot with her. Cardi B herself Instagrammed a picture of herself in an animal print outfit that the nanny wore. How cute.
Here's the thing, because I remember that show, but the...
It's one of your favorite shows. Oh, you don't remember.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield.
So between Headcracks Cardi B and my Fran Drescher, I mean, we got...
You guys should just do it yourself.
Yeah, they just cast us.
You said what?
Just cast us playing Cardi B.
She's going to have a black dad.
Well, you know, in the original, it was a white man. I mean, she could be mixed. True. She's mixed in real life.
I think Richard Lawson could play her dad. He's a great actor.
I like Todd Bridges.
Yeah, he could play her dad.
No, here's who we go with, because back in the day, Coolio made a guest appearance on The Actual Nanny, so we could say that Fran Drescher ended up hooking up with Coolio, and Coolio is the dad to Cardi B. Wow.
Cardi B.
No.
That would be the mix.
Coolio ain't cute enough to be Cardi B's dad.
Well, she took after her mama then. She took after the mama.
And then you can bring culture on, and then they have a baby, and then the nanny could be the granny. I'm the granny nanny.
This is just a bad idea all around.
I think we may have ruined it.
Oh, well, they're pushing it. It's going to happen.
Canceled.
Yeah, skip it.
Okay.
You guys know the actress Tilda Swinton, right?
Yes.
She goes above and beyond with her roles. Here's a picture of her in Trainwreck. Really glam for Trainwreck. She was also in Doctor Strange, where she played an Asian character.
Yeah.
And there was an art exhibit where she agreed to sleep in a glass box. But for her latest role, she goes above and beyond. She plays in the movie Suspiria. She plays a man. And so she goes full on male for this, because she has to play an 82-year-old man who's a psychiatrist.
Whoa.
And she even goes even further than just the hair and the makeup on the face and the hands. She actually had the makeup department make her a P&B's.
Oh. Peanut butter and jelly?
Think about it.
The
P's and the B's.
I like peanut butter and jelly.
Oh. You know, the penis of the brat.
Paintbrushes on my goodness.
So now we're talking Tilda Swinton with a strap on. I mean, you have my full attention.
Yes. Oh, that's cute.
Her makeup artist, Mark Huyer, said that she did have us make a penis and she had this nice, weighty set of genitalia so that she could feel it dangling between her legs, and she managed to get it out on set on a couple of occasions.
The prop department didn't need to make this soft phallus. They sell those, like, at stores. That you can get a full soft set.
What do you mean? You know this?
Yes, I've seen them. They make them.
I don't think the sex store sells 80-year-old penises.
Well, no, it's not 80-year-old, but it's soft. Like, they sell it just, like, at rest. They have them. They were there.
At rest? I have never seen an 80-year-old penis at rest at the sex store. Who would even buy it? At rest? What's at rest?
What, he sleeping?
Right,
sometimes you role play. Like, and soft. You want to have, like,
Tilda Swinton. She's just like, hey, look at this.
Yeah, well, you know.
She's windmilling everybody in the whole set.
If us girls got one for a day, we'd be like, I mean,
exactly. So be a little bit more understanding when we're over there playing with ourselves in the fern.
Oh, my So what's the, did she show it on camera? Like, is this going to be a part of the movie showing this package?
I hope not.
That's not fair because that actually pisses me off. Because in most movies, they don't even show the real man's real package. So don't go showing me some fake. Oh, my God.
Well, up next, Tiffany Haddish is dishing about a new movie, The Oath. Don't go nowhere. Dish Nation. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. What up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
Now, man, Andrew Freund had the opportunity to sit down with Tiffany Haddish and the cast of her new movie, The Oath. Take a look.
Today, the government announced an initiative to have Americans sign something they are calling the Patriot's Oath.
The deadline for signing is the day after Thanksgiving.
Christopher, we said we're not talking politics.
I'm not going to ruin Thanksgiving, I promise. Rest assured.
You are Nazis!
So I need you guys to help me. I'm gonna take a significant other to meet the family.
Okay.
Give me the tips. What do I need to do? What are
call and tell whoever gossips the most in the family that you're bringing somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So they let everybody else know.
Okay.
Have an escape route
mm-hmm.
ready to go
mm-hmm.
and have a few drinks just to kind of make things a little more loose.
Make that new person bring a gift that everyone can partake in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do anything that my character does in this movie, which is just really, really unlikable and very off-putting, just like me.
All right, now I want to stack a Thanksgiving table with celebrities. Who's going to be at this table? Who do we want?
I like this game.
Okay. Who do we want?
Oprah, Auntie Elle gonna be there, and
Oprah.
Hopefully we get some veggies from her garden.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Oh, Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele definitely
Jordan Peele
be there.
Loves
yes.
food and has great
yes,
stories.
Yes, who else will be there?
Mm-hmm.
Meryl Streep will be there.
Ooh, Meryl Streep.
Octavia Spencer, she'll be there.
Mindy Kaling.
Yeah, Mindy got to come.
Mindy Kaling. Mindy actually has Thanksgiving at my house. And
okay.
She brings the pie.
Okay.
So
that's, that has to happen.
That's a powerful
Dave favorite. Chappelle should be there.
Yes.
Dave Chappelle.
And let him bring his co-star Bradley Cooper because my mom thinks he's really hot.
Bradley can come
if
through.
What about Gaga? If it were just the whole...
Oh, my God. If Gaga came, I would lose my mind. Oh,
Gaga
my God.
Could come through.
Because she could come in.
She could bring the meat.
You know what happens?
I mean,
who would you rather, Thanksgiving edition?
Okay.
All right. Now this is like basically like a litmus test. This is the Supreme Court Kavanaugh thing happening right here.
Oh,
more
wow.
important.
This is high stakes then.
It's more high stakes.
Wow,
high stakes.
Okay.
Would you rather go to Thanksgiving at the Kardashians' house or at Will and Jada's house?
Will and Jada.
Will and Jada.
Why?
Because they're Will and Jada.
Will and Jada.
I know the food's gonna be good.
Yeah, and
guaranteed.
They're awesome.
And the house is gorgeous.
Yeah. I know Will have not been invited to the house, but
yeah.
I hope to one day.
Well, I have, and it's a compound. It is gorgeous. They have, it's great.
I would love to
There's
go.
A whole house that is a gym.
This next one is very difficult.
Okay.
Okay.
You can only choose one of these people.
Oh my gosh.
One of these people to come to your Thanksgiving dinner. Rihanna or Beyonce?
Rihanna!
Beyonce.
Beyonce. Beyonce.
I'm gonna go B. Yeah, I love Rihanna. I send her a letter every day.
Actually, no. Now that I said Rihanna, I'm starting to get anxiety that I should have said
I feel like
Beyonce.
You said Rihanna before he even said Beyonce.
I know, but I love Rihanna, but then I also love Beyonce.
They would both be fun. Her, she brings Beyonce, I bring Rihanna. Everyone's there.
Bam!
Boom.
Sold.
Dish Nation!
Dish Nation. Dish.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. The whole gang is still here. There's Atlanta right there. A Peruvian man is headed for divorce court after he Googled for the best way to reach a popular bridge in Peru, but instead caught his cheating wife through Google Street View.
Mm. Well, what's she doing?
Oh. Well, she's sitting on a bench. Well, he thinks it's her because it's like a woman who looks like her and then is wearing the clothes that his wife wears. So, you know, chances are. And she's sitting on a bench and she's stroking the hair of a man who was lying down with his head in her lap.
That don't mean that man could have probably passed out and she was probably caressing his hair to bring him back to life.
She's waiting for the ambulance to get there.
That is a good excuse.
She was giving him CPR.
Yeah, that's the best way to lie on that one.
Man.
If I ever caught my wife cheating on Google Maps, I'd take that Bing right off her finger.
Yeah. God.
And in case y'all didn't know, he did confront his wife, and she did confess.
Yes, she
was
did.
Crazy. What? She's a fool. I would have never told him I was cheating, honey. That ain't me.
We were sitting on the bench, and he passed out on me.
I said, that ain't me either. It's a lot of women Peruvia wearing Peruvian
weave.
He
knows her clothes, y'all.
I was sitting on the bench, minding my business, and his homeless man refused to move his head. I didn't know what to do. I was scared.
You know what? I'd be like, I saw that girl, too. She had on the same outfit as me.
That's right.
I was like, I've got a clue.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.